Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, psychic, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio television talk show personality. She brings to the airwaves talented people from around the world who share their insights and experiences with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna.
Hello, and welcome. Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. We have got a topic today. My goodness, I have a very dear friend who's affected by it. I've known other people that have been affected by it. And I just go, this woman that I'm going to have as a guest today has accomplished something that supposedly is not possible. Now, what are we going to be talking about today? We're going to be talking about rosacea. Rosacea is a skin condition, and my guest, Den Loren, who is joining us now, she is going to give us more information about this condition because she lived with it. But you know what? She cured herself of it. And that's what we're going to find out today, because there's options for those that you may know that have this condition that you didn't even realize was possible. Den Loren, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and I'm excited to share my testimony on how I cured my rosacea and the medical journey that took me to that point.
You know, Den, this is a condition that people get very embarrassed about, and I've seen commercials on television showing some pretty extreme cases, and I have a very good friend. When this started affecting her, she tried all kinds of salves. She tried to cover it up with makeup, which just seemed to make it worse. She was just beside herself. And rosacea, describe what rosacea really is. What does it look like? Some people may say, well, I've heard about it, but I don't know very much about it. I don't have a problem. What is it?
Well, first, you made a really good point. A lot of people have it, and they don't know that they have it. But the way you really know that you have it is because it doesn't go away. It's not your typical case of acne that you break out, comes back. Rosacea appears on the face. Well, for me, what it first did was it started with just one pimple on my cheek. And then a couple more came up, and then a couple more. What is it? It's permanent adult acne, which is my definition. Permanent adult acne. In men, it's worse. Now, I don't know whether that's because they don't go to the doctor real quick, but I'm sure that you've seen cases where a man will have a very large nose with that sort of purple hue color, a lot of broken blood vessels all over, and on his nose will actually be enlarged quite a bit. Mm-hmm. There'll be small, round nodules all over his nose. Needless to say, Donna, it is a very, very unattractive skin condition. But more than that, it is very embarrassing because you never know when you're going to flare up. You never know if you're going to be out on a date talking to someone and all of a sudden your face just gets this heated, flushed look. You look like you're going to pass out, but you're not. Then all of a sudden you go from having okay skin to pimples just peering all over your face. That's what it is. And it doesn't go away. It's very embarrassing.
I have to share with you, my husband, when he was a teenager, had horrific acne. There was a kid that came up to him when he was in school and said, here, and he put his hands around my husband's neck. He was just a teenager, and he squeezed it, and his acne was that bad. And he said it was a horrible experience, and of course, to have someone do that to you, making fun of you, that your face, your head is just one big pimple, is a horrible thing to go through. And as he grew up, it dissipated. So he had very bad acne, and it scarred his face deeply. And adult acne is not something that you hear talked about very often, and that rosacea is an expression of this. And you also say one can have rosacea and psoriasis at the same time. And I found this quite interesting, that you can have this multiplicity of effects that go on. And you made a comment just a moment ago, if you don't have this checked. Now, this is something you went through a process with, and you just said, all right, I've got to deal with it. What happened when you started seeking help for rosacea? What was the first thing that automatically was prescribed for you?
Nobody could help me.
Nobody.
That was the very sad part. I went to my primary doctor. First I started with over-the-counter ointment. Didn't work. Then I went to my primary doctor, and he gave me a cortisone cream. It helped a little. What it did was it dried the skin out. But it didn't cover the pimples, and then as soon as you go off the cream, every time I did something, it always came back. Finally went to a dermatologist. There were three suggestions. Green and yellow makeup, which I wasn't really that great of, in favor of.
No kidding.
Topical cream, which in my case, and many people do get help from the topical cream for rosacea. For me, it worked a little bit. But because my skin condition was very severe, it really didn't work at all. And when the summertime comes, that's really the worst time for rosacea sufferers because of the heat and the sun and you're sweating. The skin condition is out of control. I mean, out of control. It itches. It scratches. The pimples are huge. They usually appear mostly on the cheeks, on the nose, on the chin, and the forehead. A little bit on the neck, but the topical cream that the doctor gave me, the dermatologist, it didn't work for me. The other option was antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that antibiotics worked. I think he gave me 5 rounds of antibiotics.
Oh, my goodness.
It made my skin beautiful. Gorgeous. There wasn't one sign of rosacea. But then I went off of it for 1 week. And we were at my sister's enjoying Christmas Eve with all of the food. And on the way home, there it was. I got home, and my whole forehead looked like sandpaper. My jawline was covered with pimples. My cheeks and my nose got it the worst. Big, red, hard pimples, hard. Made my whole face glow, and it came back. But what I wanted to say was that probably the most important part of my life or my journey was to figure out why the antibiotics worked so well. And when I went off of them, my rosacea came back with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that is common knowledge is that your skin is the largest organ on your body, or of your body, period, not on, but of and on. And many times when there are conditions like this, it is a signal that there's something going on in the body. And this is what your journey began with. You said, okay, if the antibiotics worked, but then as soon as I'm off of them, this stuff is coming back with a vengeance. What am I going to do? Now, this, I know what it, I can, oh my goodness, this has to be some of the most depressing experience one could ever have, because your face, and I find it interesting that it doesn't necessarily come out on other parts of the body very readily. It's all in the face. It's all, you know, a little bit on the neck, like you said, but primarily the head area. And I'm intrigued with that, because that's just saying that for some reason the body localizes it. But let's find out what it is that you did, because your journey was not an easy journey.
And I also did not give up. No matter how hard it was, there was only one option. Either I was going to look like the Incredible Hulk with pimples on my face as he erupted, or I was going to get my skin back to the way it was. And really, I couldn't give up. And I just wanted to say one thing before we go into this, is that what really kept me going was a letter that I read in maybe one of the rosacea magazines or something, and it was a guy who just said how horrible it was to have this, because men can't wear makeup. They can't do anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And how disgusting and how embarrassing it is, and it literally can cause anxiety in people because, you know, when you go to work, people look at you eye to eye. And they don't just look at your eyes, but when your skin is covered with this, this is what, you know, that's all that they see. But yes, it was a medical journey that I took. And are you asking me what was the first step?
Well, yes, because you really were pretty logical about what you were doing, and that's what impressed me. You said, all right, let me back up here. Where do I start? Now, you had noticed you were sensitive to certain foods. Let's go into that, because wasn't that the beginning of your exploration?
Yes, it was. I noticed that I had, as soon as I would eat a grapefruit or an orange, which before never bothered me, mm-hmm. or tomato sauce, you know, Italians call it gravy, that was the worst. They were the worst flare-ups I experienced. It was acid. And pretty much, if you look at the foods, except for dairy, dairy was another major blocker, another major flare-up. I had to literally eliminate all of these foods from my diet, and I really wasn't left with too much. But even after elimination, even after that, my face still broke up. Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, why do acidic foods, why do spicy foods cause breakouts? I'd like to just say that as you read the book, one thing that is a fact is most people with skin problems, everything starts with your liver. Even though disease begins in the colon, everything starts in your liver because it's your filtering organ. Mm-hmm. So spicy foods and acidic foods work as a detoxifier. So when you have oranges, when you have citrus, when you have anything acidic, they go through the liver. As you know, every single thing that we eat, drink, and breathe goes through the liver.
Yes.
And so basically what they're doing is they're detoxifying your liver as you go through. And what happens is, while you're cleaning out all that junk in your liver, it's coming out on your face. And I do believe that it does first start from a very poor, not a poor diet, but consistent bad habits of hydrogenated fats and eating disorders like I had also caused it. And I don't know if you read in the book, but Princess Diana and I both had an eating disorder, which means that we had bad eating habits when we were younger. But we also share the same skin disorder called rosacea.
Now, that fascinated me, because that is something I don't think I ever read about Princess Diana, that she had rosacea.
She had rosacea, and so does Prince Charles, and so does President Clinton. They all have it, but it really does, if I'm right, which I believe I am, and it does start in the liver. If it starts in the liver, it's because sometimes we're ignorant. We think, okay, well, we can go out and have all this gravy on the turkey, and we can eat all this cheese, all saturated fats, and they all block the liver. And once you block your filtering organ, what happens? Toxins mm-hmm. can't filter properly, so they're thrown up into the bloodstream, and it comes out through our skin.
Okay, so you were in this experimental process, and you got into the studying and evaluation, you started including acidophilus and into your diet. Now, this is something a lot of people have a challenge with, not with the acidophilus, but with understanding how the bacteria in your gut is so important and how very important it is that you have enough bacteria. And as we get older, many times that bacteria diminishes, and there are so many conditions that evolve, health conditions evolving, because we're not aware that, one, we're not absorbing nutrients, whatever we might be taking in, two, the dietary aspect that you're talking about, and three, being able to enable the body to release the toxins. And like you said, if the liver isn't processing it properly, your kidneys, your spleen, your pancreas, all of this filtration system that is utilized in the body, it's erupting through the skin. The body's saying, I've got to get it out of me. How am I going to do it? Boom. There it comes out. And it is really a challenge. And I find it interesting that you say that the dairy products are part of it. And you said that and this is important, fiber needs to run a long course because the small intestine averages about 20 to 22 feet in length. Think about that, folks. 20 to 22 feet of length inside of you, and it's 1.25 to 1.5 inches wide throughout its structure. And the nutrients we take in are absorbed through the wall of the small intestine, and then the large intestine is approximately 5 feet long and 2.5 inches in diameter. That is a lot of internal freeway to have to process through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we do have to, now, in my book, I did mention that I went for a certain, it was an alternative test. Mm-hmm. And the girl encouraged me. I mean, she had to really encourage me because I was pretty much breaking out from life itself. So to take anything, I started developing a fear because I was like, if I take this, what am I going to look like in a couple hours? Anyway, on the contrary, the opposite happened. I took the acidophilus that she told me. In fact, she told me to triple the dose. And within a couple hours, this one area, this cluster of acne that was by my eyebrow area, it cleared up. It
didn't
clear
my
whole face, but it cleared up a stubborn area of acne. And I was taken back. But what it did work like, it worked like an antibiotic, but it didn't have the power of an antibiotic. And as I also said, I used Pardiarco. Pardiarco, many people alternatively will use Pardiarco, which is an herb. It's found in the Brazilian forest. And the Pardiarco pretty much made my life a lot easier because I was able to add other foods back while the Pardiarco cleaned my bloodstream. And that's all it is. It's an immune builder, and it cleaned all the impurifications that came from the liver. So my acne, my breaking out, went from like 100% to maybe 15%. That's how well it worked. But again, we know that the acne are symptoms. All that stuff is symptoms. So while it might have kept it under control, I still believe that I needed to get to the root of it because, like you said in the beginning, it's a sign that something's wrong inside.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Pardiarco, it's P-A-U... D apostrophe A-R-C-O, for those of you that are listening and you wonder it. I've never heard of it, and there's a lot of things I haven't heard of, and I just found this extremely interesting. Now, you were, again, you'd make a great researcher because you went and took all kinds of experiences that you had had. You had been tested for allergens, and there wasn't the negative result with some of this testing. You just said, okay, this is up to me. And you went through this process. That which worked was temporary with the antibiotics. That affected your intestinal tract because it automatically affects certain bacteria. You decided you were going to change your diet. You decided you would go on extreme fasting, doing all of these things, and nothing really clicked. And the Pardiarco was wonderful. That was very positive. But you said, I'm still not there. Now,
I'm not cured.
You're not cured. Yeah, right. So you said, I'm not cured. And you know, you say, I know it's dealing with the liver. And you said that you had a friend that was an herbologist that said to you, the liver is the seat of the emotional self. What did that trigger in you when your friend told you that?
Well, because if you also talk to other people that have rosacea, they'll tell you, whenever I get nervous, I flare up. I get acne. My rosacea comes back. Well, that is because if you understand the liver is pretty big. The liver is the largest organ inside the body. The skin is the largest organ on the outside of the body. But being the largest, it's the size of a football. That's pretty big. It's like 3 to 4 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we get nervous, even the nerve endings in our body cause the liver to emit toxins again. And a lot of people are nervous all day. I didn't really see that so much in my life because I wasn't nervous, except for I was probably way too preoccupied with how my face was just breaking out. What can I do? I know that there's something wrong. And I also said in the book that when a skin disorder can cause the skin to literally go into a disfiguring condition, to me, that's pretty scary. To mm-hmm. me, that says a lot. I see people all over with skin conditions that don't even look like rosacea. They're worse, and that's what I also talked about in the book. But I often wonder, could Even though people have different symptoms on their face or their body, like psoriasis doesn't just cover the face and the head, it covers the whole body. Could the root of origin still be the liver? Mm-hmm. Could the root of origin for them, and I, like I said, I in my introduction, there was one point where I was just going to lead it to the people who have rosacea, but I didn't. It's to all the people that have skin disorders. Because I just, basically the book was to impart knowledge. Because, to be honest with you, for almost 2 years, I had no hope in this. Again, I kept on trusting in God. I knew that there had to be something. There had to be something. Because it can really get to you, and I know that you've seen pictures of it. Some people who mm-hmm. are listening and don't have rosacea, it'd be pretty cool to Google and look what rosacea looks like, because it's very, very heartbreaking. It will almost make you cry when you see how bad it can get, especially in the summertime. So that's what I did.
Now, you went into a level of using as much fresh food as possible, juicing. You started mm-hmm. using a tea. It's called the Flor, F-L-O-R, Essence Tea. And you also used a green nutritional powder, which was basically made from barley, grass, and kelp, because you felt like you really had to work with the liver. And what I found so interesting is that when you juiced yourself. You didn't buy the juice from the store,
oh,
from
fresh
concentrated
juice, absolutely.
Stuff. You juiced it yourself. You juiced your oranges. You juiced, you know, that you wanted to drink of, of fruit juices. And it didn't affect you. You didn't have the flare-ups. So tell us a little bit about this and what it was that you discovered that you could do and how you were able to get back to what you consider normal.
This is a very exciting part of the book. This was very exciting for me. First, I tried to improve my diet with freshly made juice, raw fruits and vegetables. Did not work. Then I was under an alternative doctor because I said, you know what? I think I need to do this some other way. Now, when you mentioned the fluorescence tea and when you mentioned the barley, green, and kelp, it was when I put those two components into my body. They are... While whenever you detoxify anything, you want that fresh juice and fresh vegetables in there because you want to build your body up while you're detoxifying an incredible amount of toxins out of your system. It wasn't until I incorporated those two components. They are the cleansers. I didn't know that. That's why it didn't work. Nothing works until you can clean the part of the body that's giving off all that bacteria and all that junk.
Mm-hmm.
So while fresh fruits and vegetables built it up, the way my doctor works his cleanses is, again, he builds up the body. He puts those two, he uses fluorescence tea. He uses the greens. The darker the green, the more powerful the cleanse. That's why wheatgrass is like, whew, you wouldn't want to, I would never take wheatgrass by itself, but I like the barley green and the kelp best. And that's what mm-hmm. doctor did. I did go on this for 6 weeks. I juiced for 6 weeks, but I was home with my children, so mm-hmm. I was able to do that. But you can still do something like that and incorporate food, because in the book I show one of the other detoxification plans that do have light food in it. Because the thing about not having as much food is that when you detoxify your liver, you want your liver to just be digesting minimal amount. A very minimal amount, so that when all those cleansers go in there and all that juice, it's got time to just throw that stuff out of your system. And the liver dumps into the kidneys, but it also dumps right into the intestines. Another important part of my cleanse was to make sure that as I detoxified, it is so important, and my doctor stresses this, that every day there has to be a bowel movement, because if you don't have that while you're rapidly detoxifying, it's going to settle into your colon. And what happens is your colon then, because it's you got all these toxins laying in your colon, it leaches into your bloodstream, which I believe personally is why we have lymphedema. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of research on that too. I won't go into that, but once people with lymphedema start exercising and just making sure they have a bowel movement every day, their lymphedema goes away. But mm-hmm. as far as, like I said, with the rosacea, that was part of it. And yes, in 6 weeks, remember, I took that with the Partiarco, so I really didn't know what was going on because my skin wasn't breaking out at all. And after 6 weeks, my rosacea was gone. Again, yeah. I just want to mm-hmm. say one more thing. Mm-hmm. There is another part to this. And it is a very important part, which I don't want to say on national television, on the internet here, because I want people to read the book to understand everything that I did. Mm-hmm. And they need to understand the medical reasoning behind the other part. Because I think when they read the book and they go through this whole thing, and like you said, I did it step by step. I just did it. I journaled everything, wrote everything. I even have the timings of my reactions down. Mm-hmm. But the other part of this was something that just totally blew me away. And I think that when people read the book and they read my medical journey, they're going to say to themselves, now, wow, why didn't somebody figure this out a long time ago? And I believe because my book makes medical sense. It really mm-hmm. makes medical sense. And I do believe, and I will stand there in front of a doctor, I do believe that this is a medical breakthrough. And I believe it's going to give hope to the 14 million people that have rosacea. There's more than 14 million people that have rosacea. And the only thing they have on the market is books, anything on how to cover the symptoms, how to treat the symptoms, only new medicines that might help to alleviate the symptoms. There has never been a book written, never been a book written about how to cure this rosacea.
I think then that you have, because of your journey, will be able to show a number of people what they can do. And it comes full circle to the dietary patterning. And I know that my friend was advised by a skin specialist that it was all related to the diet. And this is a woman from Puerto Rico who was her, you know, facial specialist, and she said, I know this because I studied and I had to go to school, and she went to school in Paris, and they examined, you know, the conditions of skin, variety of components there, and she said it is directly related to diet. And we keep coming back to this over and over and over again in the health field. Now, your book is called I'm 100% Rosacea Free, and Den Loren has been my guest. Denloren is her last name. Den, what is your website so people can find out more about your book?
RosaceaFree.com.
RosaceaFree.com. That's RosaceaFree.com. And this will, I'll tell you, it makes sense. It really does make sense because we need to take care of this. And Den, I compliment you because you went through such extensive research. I met you in New York a while back, and you said, I'm coming out with this, and as soon as my book's ready, I'll be sending it to you. And I said, please do, because I've known of people that have this condition. And I just think it's marvelous. I think you've got something here that's going to, in a way, liberate people if they're open to it. Thank you for being my guest
today. It's going to give them a new life.
Absolutely, Den.
And they do have to read it. And I think, Don, I would think that you would even validate that it was an easy book to follow, even though it was backed up medically. I think it was put in a very simple way.
Absolutely.
But I want to say this. There are a lot of people that do have a congested or a fatty liver. So please understand, a lot of those people don't have rosacea. There is another side to this. Having a fatty liver, there's another side to what these toxins have done in the body. And that other area is responsible for all of the horrible breakouts. So when they get the book and they read it, I just hope that they can, I really hope that somehow some doctors out there get this book and we'll push this book through so that we have a healthier country, because I think our country needs to go back to the basics here.
Ben Loren, thank you so much for being my guest. RosaciaFree.com is the website to check it out. I'll tell you, it's a phenomenal read. It'll really open up your eyes, and the truth is it can benefit any of us. This is Donna Sebo. We are taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Too many people become victims of frivolous lawsuits and scammers simply because they were unprepared. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Asset protection is not only for the wealthy. Our strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can help you. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Good health is something all of us want to have. Being aware of what we eat, its nutritional value, and how to balance our physical needs with our busy schedules is always a challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time goes a long way towards helping us meet this challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time is a nutritional food product that is portable, tasty, and in chewable tablet form, vanilla and honey flavors, a bonus for maintaining a healthy amino acid balance for healthy muscles. Amino Muscle Snack Time can be used anytime, anywhere, first thing in the morning to kickstart your metabolism. Take 20 minutes before or after a workout to help recover and build muscle. Take mid-morning or mid-afternoon to help curb cravings for unhealthy snacks. Weight loss, appetite control. Only top-of-the-line and no genetically modified ingredients are used, no caffeine added. These chewable tablets can be ordered through Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Take charge and jumpstart your food program by adding Amino Muscle Snack Time by visiting Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com for more information. Order now.
Hello and welcome back. This is Donna Sebo. We have a very special guest that I've been telling you about all week, and that is Jonathan Goldman. Now, Jonathan, we're not going to have as much time with him today as we normally do, but we're going to try to pack into these next 15 minutes a lot of information, because this guy is swamped with activity. He's got a special conference coming up. And if you've never heard of Jonathan Goldman is one of the leading, if not the leading expert when it comes to sound modalities, how it affects you, how you can utilize it. And we're going to be discussing all kinds of things in these next 15 minutes, including the pineal activator that he has come out with. But, Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here. And this is going to be, for us, I think, a challenge of time and space, because there's always so much we have to share together.
Oh, always, Jonathan. And you're such a busy guy. I mean, you've got this huge conference that's coming up in just a short period of time that is sold out, because people are just so enthralled with what you do. But more than that, you are so dedicated to utilizing sound to empower people. And I want my listening audience to know that your most recent CD is called The Divine Name, I Am. Beautiful a cover on it, by the way. And it is something for meditation. It is meant to be played if people are doing energy work. And I was using it last night, and I wanted to share this with you. We didn't have enough time before we went on air, so I'll share it on air. I was listening to this, and I don't know what it was, and I went and I suddenly said, well, that's enough. Turned it off. 45 minutes had gone by, and it felt like I had blinked. Now, I'm not exaggerating. And I said, this is really interesting. So the tonalities in I Am created a shift. And this morning, because we had the interview, I said, all right, let me do it again. Same thing. It felt like just a blip. You have entered into a realm of understanding with tones and music that is quite exceptional. Tell us what this is about.
Well, just really quickly, it's based upon two different discoveries that I made. One is called the Tetragrammaton. It's what I refer to as the divine name. It's something I worked on with Greg Braden, The other is something called the Moses Code Frequencies, or the I Am, which I work with and gave to James Twyman. And both of those became two very distinct things, and I got the, if you like, impression or message, what if I put them together? What if I intoned the divine name, the sacred name that was given to Moses by the burning bush in the intervals or the frequencies that were also there? Because, you know, what, and I did that, and it sort of floored me, and then we added the lovely voice of a of an extraordinary vocalist by the name of Tina Malia, and shall we say the rest is history, and it manifested as the divine name I Am. But without getting too biblical, most people, you know, read or have been told of the name of God as I Am that I Am. That's about the second or third, at best, sentence in the sequence when Moses encounters the burning bush. And then, however, if you go to about the fifth sentence, the burning bush tells Moses its actual name. And that's where Greg Braden and I began to work with this tetragrammaton. So I said, what if we put these both together? And that is the result of it. I think it is phenomenal. Wayne Dyer had some just beautiful quote on it, that listening to it like it was being nourished in the arms of God or something like that. And from my perspective, and I tell people, please read the liner notes, because there's so much information that I was able to cull from this. And I think it may be one of the great tools of manifestation on our planet. And that's all I can say. I can't tell you how you're supposed to use it as a tool for manifestation, because then that gives away the secret, and you got to discover it yourself.
That was what I was going to ask you. How can it be used as a tool for manifestation? Because there is so much that when people are in challenging times, they go, oh, what do I do? How do I change it? But the effect that it has, I would say, on the brain, on the entire energy system, just from the experience that I had last night, the sense of no time, absolutely no time. And it's like you sort of go to sleep, yet you're not asleep, you're awake. And there is an alteration within the self. Now, this is just me. I was doing this because I knew we had the interview coming up, and I love your material. So I said, all right, let me just do an experiment, see what happens. And, well, like I said, when I found the 45 minutes had gone by, and it was nothing. And when it happened this morning, same sense of no time, extremely intriguing. And you're perfectly consciously aware of everything that's going on around you.
Donna, wait till you get to all 60 plus minutes of it.
Oh my goodness.
Because it takes you out of there, and then you're, whew, wow.
That is really something. This is an area where research has shown, and the Tibetan monks have known this, and many different cultures that use tones, and they've done this for millennia. And often it has been very carefully guarded, because they have felt that the use of tones is a very significant thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you do not abuse it. And I know during World War II, extensive research was done by Germans about the negative application of tone.
Mm-hmm.
You can drive people insane with it. In our
Among
modern day,
yeah.
Oh yeah, you can affect behavior. You can affect so many things with tonalities. Levitation can be affected by tone. All of these components, and here you are with this breakthrough. Now let's talk about the pineal activator. For those of people that are listening that don't know anything about it, now this is something that they'll find out about when they go to your website, but let's talk about this, because this is fairly recent for you.
This is. And the only other thing that I want to say is this weekend we had the International New Age Trade Show, and I must have signed hundreds of the CDs, and what I said to the people is, read the liner notes and realize that don't use it when you're driving, don't operate machinery, and realize this is something very sacred. And mm-hmm. so thank you for sharing that with me, because that's the whole thing. When you have something really sacred, sacred miracles can happen. The Pineal Activator Kit. Well, have you played with it?
I did a little bit, and I didn't do it exactly correctly. And you have sent me the video on it, which I'm going to review. I didn't have a chance to review it before the show, but I'm going to review it later. But yes, I have used it a little bit, and I hadn't been using it correctly.
Well, I mean something which I find interesting, because normally I teach how to do tuning forks in workshops, and it all has to do with holding the tuning fork correctly in your hand, not too tightly. If you strike it too tightly and then hit it on the activator, it doesn't make sound. And so I did a little minute-long DVD on how to strike it, and then when you hit it and make sound, it's like all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And these frequencies came from an acoustic scientist about, 100 years ago, or actually more than that, who was the equivalent of Nikola Tesla, of course, who was a genius in electromagnetism. This
right.
man was a genius in sound. And he had actually figured out, if you like, how to create resonance of this. And without making a long story short, it was in this book of his. I wrote down the frequencies. I had these tuning forks made. Then a friend of mine who was with me when this happened said, I've got the publisher of the book. The frequencies aren't in the book. We opened the book, and there was literally a blank line where the frequencies had been. Yes, indeed. Twilight Zone. Cue in the Twilight Zone music. And I said, well, this is very interesting. And it took me about 10 years before I actually then released the Pineal Activator. And people have been, experiencing extremely powerful, wonderful activations and openings of their higher consciousness using that. All you got to do, Donna, is watch the 1 minute video on how to hold it and hit it. It's on YouTube, Jonathan Goldman, Pineal Activator parts 1 and 2, and you go, oh, this is so easy. Wow, this really works. So I'm very, very pleased with that one, too, and people have been having just very, very positive reactions, because, once again, it's we're living now in a time where people are becoming more and more aware of the power of sound, and what I think is so important is just really being in highest integrity when you're doing this work.
I think also, Jonathan, not only is it being in high integrity, but understanding that the individual, if they are able to incorporate this and use it in their own life, it ripples out the effect, the resonance of harmony that is put into positioning. It just ripples out there. And we have so much discord that is being given attention at this time, because it's time to do a cleanup job on a lot of things. It's time for a new cycle to evolve. And there's not often a period of discord. It's not unlikely that this has to evolve so that we can do better. So all of these things that we become aware of empower us as individuals. And you, I want to mention, because I know we're coming short up on our time, I want you to mention your conference. Even though I know your conference is packed, I want
right.
you to talk about it, and I want you to give your website out, please.
Okay, so the website, first of all, is Healing Sound. That's one word, and that sounds with an S at the end of it. So it's healingsounds.com. It's got a lot of great information on using sound as a healing modality, as well as some wonderful tools that you can get if you're interested, everything from CDs to books, etc. And we have our 18th annual Healing Sounds Intensive, which is a 9-day training, and we have about 100 people from throughout the planet who come and train with us for 9 full days. And Donna, it's just marvelous, because if you can understand the idea of morphic fields, of energy fields,
mm-hmm.
If we can create fields of light and love through sound, then the miraculous becomes possible
mm-hmm.
and manifests. And that's
Absolutely.
All I got to say.
It is amazing.
And I'm just so really grateful that before our even what we call our early day special was over, we were already filled.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, my goodness gracious.
But yeah, well, You've worked a long time, Jonathan, and you've been so dedicated, and the quality of what you have produced is outstanding. And I'm so delighted that we've linked up, and through the years we've had a chance to share what you've done through the airwaves. And I just want to thank you for being with me. And for those of you listening, I'm telling you, the CD, The Divine Name I Am, is a phenomenal meditational CD. It is just amazing, and I haven't gotten through the whole hour. I only did 45 minutes. So check out his material. Check out his information, healingsounds.com, and that's plural, healingsounds.com. Jonathan Goldman, thank you ever so much, and I know we'll be chatting again, and I'm thrilled for your success with your program.
Thank you so much, Donna. Many blessings of love and light through sound to you,
you
and your entire audience. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye, Jonathan. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away. More good things to share.
Too many people become victims of frivolous lawsuits and scammers simply because they were unprepared. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Asset protection is not only for the wealthy. Our strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can help you. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Good health is something all of us want to have. Being aware of what we eat, its nutritional value, and how to balance our physical needs with our busy schedules is always a challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time goes a long way towards helping us meet this challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time is a nutritional food product that is portable, tasty, and in chewable tablet form, vanilla and honey flavors, a bonus for maintaining a healthy amino acid balance for healthy muscles. Amino Muscle Snack Time can be used anytime, anywhere, first thing in the morning to kickstart your metabolism. Take 20 minutes before or after a workout to help recover and build muscle. Take mid-morning or mid-afternoon to help curb cravings for unhealthy snacks. Weight loss, appetite control. Only top of the line and no genetically modified ingredients are used, no caffeine added. These chewable tablets can be ordered through Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Take charge and jumpstart your food program by adding Amino Muscle Snack Time by visiting Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com for more information. Order now.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are open, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Well, speaking of magical happenings, I wanted to share with you a story about Chris Lemon, who is the actor-writer's son of the famous actor Jack Lemon. But before I get into that, I want to let you know tomorrow we're going to be talking about handwriting. Oh, I love this. I think it's fabulous when you have someone who's a handwriting analyst who is able to look at your handwriting and tell you about it. Out here at our annual Puyallup Fair, which is one of the hugest fairs in the country, they have a machine, and they ask you to write things down, and then they give you a readout on what you are personality-wise, et cetera. My goodness, that machine makes a lot of money every year because people stop, and it's so much fun to get the readout. But your handwriting tells so much about you, so we're going to be discussing that tomorrow with Doc Grayson, and he is a fascinating man and just a delightful person, and so we're going to have a good time. And sometimes I wish I had I were on television so we could show different handwriting styles, and I just think it's so important for children to be able to learn how to do cursory. They need to know this because this is something, believe it or not, teachers can use as a tool. So we're going to be talking about that. But if you're interested in anything like this, it is a wonderful resource, and he has some great, great material. Okay, I wanted to go back to Chris Lemon, and he said that his dad gave him some very special advice. And what was that advice? Always try to find the magic in life. I think you can just open up your front door and look out at nature. And to me, nature is magical. I am in awe of so many things that I see that are in front of me. I can take a look at a hydrangea bush, which is in the Pacific Northwest, and see how one is one color and another is another color and go, how does that happen? So science may give you all kinds of information about the acidic, alkalinic levels in the soil and so on and so forth. But still, there is that something, that life essence that's so magical. Well, this is what Chris's dad, Jack Lemmon, said to him. He said, as far as anyone knows, before every take of every film or any performance Jack Lemmon ever did, he would say the words, magic time. Now think of that, two words. Magic time. Anyone who's ever seen those performances knows the man was good to his word. But even though he showed millions the world over that magic on that silver screen, Chris said, I was blessed to see a different kind of magic because I knew the real man. And let me tell you, that man was a pistol. Even though he didn't state his aphorism as he started out each day, he may well have because that's the way he lived his life, it touched every person he came in contact with. And Chris said it touched him very deeply. He said, in a way I will never forget. He said he had a lot of wonderful qualities, his dad did, and he said, this one is the one I admire the most. So he had a tribute to his dad. He said, thank you, Pop, for showing me the magic and for letting me share in your magic time, because it's a lesson well learned and one I hope to pass on. Magic time. What a great combination of words. Can you imagine saying that to someone when they're a little child, as Jack Lemmon said to his son Chris, magic time, and then letting the magic perform. Have you ever been around someone that within 3 minutes after you're in their company, you feel like you've got a ton of concrete on your chest and your brain? You go, oh my goodness, oh, this is terrible. I have. And I have found that when that occurs, I have to make a point of excusing myself out of that person's environment and going out. Sometimes I've had to take walks and get centered within myself again. What a wonderful combination of words to be able to utilize to lift yourself up, to look at life in a different way. Magic time. It worked for Jack Lemmon. His son, Chris, very successful man, carries that around as his mental magic wand. But it's not just the words. It's the feeling behind the words. It's the essence behind the words. Sound. Say it out loud to yourself. This is a wonderful day. You've got a wonderful opportunity in this experience of life. Make it your magic time. Remember always that you're the master of your fate. You're the captain of your soul. That magic within you. And we all go through times where we just feel like, oh my goodness, is there a place on this planet that I can just retreat to and all I'll have maybe is coconut milk and the crashing of beautiful blue-green waves on a little piece of an island and I'll just stay there and get away from all the problems of life. Well, life is going to have its problems no matter where you go. However, there is that magic. There is that special something that we can work with. None of us are exempt from the challenges of life. We're going to have them. It's what we do with them that makes a difference. So if you find yourself burdened, feeling frustrated, pull up those two words. Step outside, take a walk, open up your eyes, open up your heart, and say, magic time. You might be surprised at what happened. This is Donna Sebo. It's been wonderful being with you. Tomorrow we'll be back here, same time, same place. Have a magnificent day and enjoy that magic time. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. We're delighted that you were able to join us and invite you to tell your friends and family about the program. Have a wonderful day.